Letter providing information about a supposed Catholic threat in Warwickshire. Stamp Office, Oxford, 2nd of November, 1745. May it please your grace to give me leave humbly to lay before you a declaration I heard last night in a common inn or alehouse in the city from one Richardson, a farmer in Brailes in the county of Warwick. He declared that the Protestants there were in the greatest consternation by the threats and menaces of the Papists. For the Papists threatened to turn the Protestants out of the church before Christmas Day next, and further declared that a great house in the said parish, wherein one bishop lives, who, as he apprehends, is a Romish priest, they constantly go to Mass. Upon inquiring of him, the said Richardson, what number of Papists he believed were in the parish, he replied about 100 families. I, being a faithful subject and servant to His Majesty, stirred up by my zeal and duty, emboldened me to give your grace the trouble of this, my good intentions, I hope will plead the pardon of your grace, most dutiful, obedient and humble servant, Walter Wyatt. Letter about a plan to murder the young pretender, Charles Edward Stuart, 8th of November, 1745. Sir, you will expect no doubt to hear news from me, but all I shall tell you is that some among us here say the affair in Scotland will soon be over, for it is reported and believed too, there is certainly a party ruffians appointed to watch and seek an opportunity in the time of engagement to murder the prince, or according to the expression used at court, to bring him off dead or alive. So look you to it. London, November 8th, 1745. Yours, H.R.